You know, I was planning to do something different tonight, but then when I came in this morning to review my notes for tonight, the Lord says, I want you to write something new. And this is handwritten. Usually I go to the computer. By the time I finished, my hands were hurting. It took me 2 hours to write all the things the Lord has given, and that's what you get on the paper. Did you know that the bread you're getting right now is fresh from the throne of God?
Amen.
Fresh. I really was excited about something else, but the boss has the final word, and I was instructed to speak about, I just can't hold it all together. There are many times in life, you know, there are days in life when we get so discouraged. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
And seems like all hope is gone. Are you with me here?
Yes.
And we want to give up. And I was thinking about this. How many times lately I've heard people say, preacher, I hear what you're saying. I know all that is true. But I just can't hold it all together. Beloved, this is a paralyzing thought. When we come to that point that we think that we just can't hold it together, it is a paralyzing thought. Why? It gets you thinking about how hard life and things are. How many things depend on you. And the possibility of everything falling apart. Never thinking about the magnificent power of your God.
Yes.
When that kind of thought is in here, the last thing that we remember is how magnificent the power of our God is. How many of us think this way about our daily responsibilities, our jobs, or even our emotions? The sad part of it is that many times this is how we feel about our families, our children, and all the activity around our daily lives, such as school, taking kids to school, sports, and extracurricular activities, and so on. I want you to remember something, and I have it in bold letters over there, the third paragraph. Remember, thoughts feed expectations. Third paragraph. Thoughts feed expectations. So what's the big deal? Expectations feed into manifestation. And manifestation will be imprinted in our minds, which in turn will form our habits and our character, which is our consistent pattern of behavior. Let's change our way of thinking. If it ever came to mind that you just can't hold it all together, it is a lie. So how do I change this, preacher? Number one, make a decision. What are you talking about? In Philippians 4:13, we read, I can do few things through Christ who strengthens me. Is that what it says in there?
Yes.
The way that you will turn this thought into reality is through a strong desire and a decision to believe in this thought that you can do all things. We take a wrong thought captive by bullying it with the right thought. What? The secretary said, did I read this right? I said, yes. Bullying it? Yes. The wrong thought has had too much of us. The wrong thoughts have had too much of our lives, of our happiness, of the good things that God has for us. So we're going to bully with the wrong thoughts by pressing on. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. What a nonsense. I can't hold it all together anymore. Nonsense. I can and I will. And you know, sometimes we just have to talk hard, talk loud, talk to ourselves. I'm thinking about recording a healing CD and give a 30 seconds so that you can shout out that verse and call you healing into existence. We have been bullied too long by the wrong way of thinking. What a nonsense is this? Preacher, I hear what you're saying. I know where you're coming from, but I just can't hold it all together. Nonsense. You can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens you. So go on. Make this new thought press against the wrong ones until there is no room in your mind, on your head, for the wrong ones. Like this, I just can't hold it all together. You got it?
Yes.
But you know what, folks? You've got to make a decision. You've got to be willing to do this. Now, unfortunately, many people will delight themselves. Oh, preacher, I know, you know. I know, I hear what you say. I know the Bible is the Word of God. I know it's true. But it's too much for me, man. I just can't hold it all together. Nonsense. Change your way of thinking. Make a decision. I will make it. I can do all things. I had a young man come to me and said, well, preacher, you know, I don't know if I can finish high school. I said, boy, I feel like smacking you on your face. Excuse me? I feel like smacking you on your face. Where is that coming from? I said, do you have 5 kids, right? I ain't got no kids. You have a nagging wife. I ain't got no wife. Oh, maybe it's the rent that you have to pay. I don't pay no rent. Oh, maybe you're working at McDonald's 2 shifts to pay for your food. Preach, I ain't got none of this thing. I live with my parents. Then you deserve to be spanked. Get some brothers in the church and rough you up. What a nonsense is this? Why can't you finish high school? It's so hard. I felt like pulling out the belt and whipping that boy right away. What a nonsense. I just can't do it because it's too hard. Stop watching TV and playing video game. And if you were to be my child, I would take the cell phone and break it. Get your face on the books. Then when you're old enough to pay for your cell phone, you're going to have a phone. I am against parents give cell phone for their children until they finish high school. Do you know that many of the mess that happened out there today is because parents are dumb enough to give a cell phone for a 13, 14, 15 years old? And instead of being in the room doing the homework, they are texting. Girl, did you see Jordan? What? You deserve to be spanked really, really hard. There is a world out there that will not give you a break. So you better get serious about your education and they stop this nonsense that you just can do it. Nonsense. You can do all things, including finish high school, including finish college. You can do all things through Christ. He will give you the strength that you need to carry on and to stop talking this nonsense that you can't hold all together. You know, for those of you that are struggling financially speaking, let me tell you something tonight. You're never too old to go back to school and make something out of your life. If there's somebody living on food stamps, shame on you. It's never too late. You can go out there and make something out of you. One of these days, I'm going to show you a clip of a preacher from Australia. He has no hands, no arms, no legs, and his body is only till here, from here up. Nothing. But you know what? This dude has been half world preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And millions of people has come to faith. He could easily say, well, you know, I'm going to apply for disability and be eating potatoes, French fries, and McDonald's on a couch watching garbage on TV. This man went to his school and decided to make something out of himself. Are you with me here?
Yes.
We're going to change that thought. I just can't hold it all together. Yes, you can.
Yes,
yes you can. You can do all things through Christ Jesus. Who strengthen you.
Hallelujah.
Let me give you one more version here.
You,
brother, may I have the NLT? For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. Give me the Message Bible, please. Whatever I have, whatever I am, I can make it through anything in the one who makes me who I am. You got that? You can make it.
Yes.
Oh, but you don't understand. You don't understand. The book says you can make it through the one who causes you to be who you are. Number two, let's change our way of thinking. Remember, you are not alone. Tell your neighbor, you're not alone on this. So what you're saying, preacher, you're not in this by yourself. So fill your mind with Hebrews 13:5. Watch this. Don't be obsessed with getting more material things. Be relaxed with what you have. Since God assured us, God will never walk off on you. Therefore, you are not alone on this thing. And this is something you have to be pounding. Whatever the junk may be, whatever the difficulty may be, you are not alone on this. God has promised He's not going to walk off on you. He's not going to leave you. God is not going to let you down. He will never leave. He will never desert, abandon, nor forsake you. Fight that thought that you can't hold it all together with another thought. I am not alone in this. God is with me. And He will never leave me, nor forsake me. Whether you are single, married, single parent, divorced, or you are someone struggling with your finances, or battling a disease, or even if you have a ton of money, your God is with you in your struggles. and in your daily responsibilities. Believe it. Believe it. You know, folks, at the end of the day, you got to believe in something. Instead of believing that you can't hold it all together, believe that you're not alone. That God is not going to walk off on you. Number three. The Lord your God will hold together the things we turn over to Him. I want you to listen carefully to this. The Lord your God will hold together the things we turn over to Him. Sometimes the yoke is too heavy. You don't know, preacher, you don't know my children. You don't know your God. You don't know your God. And when God starts knocking them off, move your butt out of the way and let God be God. It's not my children, it's my spouse. Move out of the way. And let God be God. When we turn over the things to God, God will take care of it. Listen to 2 Timothy 1:12. For this reason, I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed. For I know whom I have believed. And I am persuaded that He is able to keep what I have. I want to show you two words in this verse here. The word keep and the word committed. God is able to keep you together. God is able to keep your life together as long as you commit to Him. God is not weak. His arms are not short or weak. If life is pressing and it's tough, commit everything to God, and God is able to keep it. Yes. And to keep it together.
Yes.
So what you're saying, preacher? Whatever we commit to Him, He promises to keep it, or to keep it together. What does that mean? He will guard it. He will keep it. Whether it's family, or job, or marriage, or finances. If there is an area in our lives that seem to be falling apart, all we got to do is commit it to Him. And He will get involved in it. Not only keep it together, but help you to fix it and get through it. Listen to Isaiah 43:2. Watch this. When you pass through the waters, what happened?
I'll be with you.
When you pass through the rivers, what happened?
His arms will be over you.
When you walk through the fire, what happened?
You will not be
burned. And?
The flame is not set ablaze.
So just commit it to Him.
His
promises to be with us in every single circumstance in our lives. Your God has a broad shoulder, a strong arm, and He can keep things together so you can go through it. You know, it looks interesting. Let's go to the NLT. Watch this. When you go through deep waters, I'll be with you. When you go through the rivers, what happened? When you walk through the fire, what happened? The flames. Whether it's oppression or difficulty, whatever is going on right now, we just can't afford to say, I just can't hold it all together. Baloney. You got this promise to be with you every single step of the way. You know, the more mature I become, the more I come to think that sometimes God will just back off. Oh yeah? You want to go on your own? Be my guest. And God backs off. And then things start getting tight. And tight. And tight. And then, God! Yes! I'm right here. I'm right here. Folks, God is not out there to get you. We just are ignorant about truth on the scriptures. And we come to that point, I just can't hold it all together. Nonsense. There is a promise here that every difficulty in your life, God will be there with you. Every oppression, every tough time, God is there with you. Whether you like it or not. Listen to the Backslider translation. Love it. When you're in over your head,
I'll be there with you.
When you're in rough waters,
you will not go down.
When you're between a rock and a hard place, tell your neighbor you don't have no dead end in your life.
You have no dead end in your life.
Your God promised to be with you. So let's change that way of thinking that, oh man, I just can't hold it all together. Nonsense. Yes, you can. Meditate on this sentence. The Lord accomplish that which concerns you. Huh? What do you mean? Let's have Psalms 138:8. New Living Translation. Okay. The Lord will work out His plans for my life. For your faithful love, O Lord, endures forever. Don't abandon me, for you made me. The Lord will work out His plans for my life. I want you to turn to somebody and say, the Lord will work out His plan for your life. There's no way around this. We just can't afford to give up. You know what I mean? Now, the King James says it's very sweet. You know, I don't like the King James, but they have it better than anybody else. Watch this. The Lord will perfect that which thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the work of thine hands. Now, can you have some real English like NKJV? The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. So what you're saying, preacher, you can't afford to say, I just can't hold it up together, because God will perfect everything that concerns you. Amen. What is your family, your finances, your job, whatever. It says here, the Lord will perfect that which concerns me. So what you're saying, preacher? We learned that the Lord will complete, or He will accomplish. He will perfect everything concerning you and I. In other words, God will get involved with all the things that concerns you and I, and He will make sure that it will be accomplished. Are you with me here?
Yes.
He'll give us some more grace to go through it. So that His power can be made perfect in us. So whatever is concerned you, whatever concerns you, God promises that He's going to perfect that.
Amen.
That He's going to fix it. He's going to make it come to pass. When you get to 2 Corinthians 12:9, He says, and He said to me, my grace is sufficient. Well, let's have it in a little different way. May I have the NLT? Everybody knows this. I like it the other way. Each time He said, my grace is all you need. Because whatever concerns you, I will perfect it. So my grace is all you need. And here's why. My power works best in weakness. Instead of giving up and say, I just can't hold it all together. Tell God, thank you for the grace. Thank you for the grace. I know that your power is going to work in this situation. Because Psalms 138:8 says that you will perfect everything that concerns me. So you have a knucklehead spouse, right? Right. Lord, it's a spouse. It concerns me. Need some help here, along with some grace. Back off and watch God do it. No, it's not my spouse. It's my children. Lord, it concerns me. It's my blood, my flesh and blood. Some extra grace, please. I'm waiting for you to perfect the work. Move out and watch. Watch God do it. Number five. Think about this. Your problems are not bigger than the universe. Come on, tell your neighbor. Your problems are not bigger than the universe. Where does that come from, preacher? If God can hold the universe, He can hold you together too. There are many scriptures to back this thought. I'll give you at least five today, real quick. All of them in the Message Bible, Brother David. Job 22:12. Backslider. You agree, don't you? That your God is in charge. He runs the universe. Just look at the stars. Tell your neighbor, your God is in charge. Come on, say like you mean it. Your God is in charge. He's running the show. If He can run the universe, your problem is a piece of cake. Listen to Job 41:11, all in the Message Bible. Who could confront me and get by with it? That's what God is saying. What does He say after that? I am in charge of your life. I'm in charge of your family. I'm in charge of your problems. I'm running the show. Relax. My Lord. When you go to Jeremiah 10:16, it gets better. Watch this. But the portion of Jacob is the real thing. Oh, the God of Jacob. He put the whole universe together and pays special attention to Israel. His name? God of the angel armies. Tell your neighbor, your God is the real thing. And He's paying special attention to you. This nonsense, I just can't hold it all together. Nonsense. Still in Jeremiah, when you go a little bit further, Jeremiah 51:19, same scripture. But the portion of Jacob is the real thing. Folks, your God is bigger than your problem. If your problem is real, your God is even more real than your problem because He is the real thing. He put the whole universe together with His special attention to you. His name, God of the angel armies. God has a special attention on you tonight. Don't let it slip away from you. When you go to Ephesians 1:20-21, watch this. All this energy issues from Christ. God raised him from death and set him on a throne in deep heaven. 21. Far above all principality. No. In charge, God set Jesus Christ deep in heaven. Right? And what is he doing? He in charge of running the universe. Everything from galaxies to governments. No name and no power exempt from his rule. And not just for the time being, but forever. You, God, is in charge of running the show. Therefore, you and I cannot quit. We can't just say, oh, preacher, I just can't hold all together. You gotta be saved. Or have a jump. Come on. We serve the one who is in charge of the whole show. Colossians 1:20 has something really brutal, if you will. Let's read it. Not only that, but all the broken and dislocated pieces of the universe, people and things, animals and atoms, get properly fixed and fit together in vibrant harmonies, all because of his death, his blood that poured down from the cross. Every single thing he's saying here, pieces of the universe, people, things, animal, atoms, everything get properly fixed and fit together in vibrant harmony. Would you look to your friend next to you and tell your friend that your situation will get properly fixed and fit together by Jesus? We'll get properly fixed and put together by Jesus. Nothing skips him. Well, let's go a little bit further. Colossians 2:9. Read it with me. Everything of God gets expressed in him, so you can see and hear him clearly. You don't need a telescope, a microscope, or a horoscope to realize the fullness of Christ and the emptiness of the universe without him. Stay with me. Let's go now to verse 2:15. He stripped all the spiritual tyrants in the universe of their sham and authority at the cross, and marched them naked through the streets. Whatever demonic power is trying to cause you to give up, they have been stripped of their sham, of their authority. Are you with me here? Your God, which is a reflection, Jesus, which is a reflection of God, took care of the business. And I'm going to give one more scripture here that is found in Colossians 1, 2, and 3. Hebrews 1, 2, and 3. Let's read it. Recently, he spoke to us directly through his son. Let's stop here. Just a moment. Let's stop. What's the first word in this verse? That means it's not too far back. Is that correct? He spoke to us directly through his son. I want you to tell somebody, God is speaking directly to you through his son. Let's continue. By his son, God created the world in the beginning, and it will all belong to the Son at the end. Verse 3. This Son perfectly mirrors God and is stamped with God's nature. He holds Listen, folks, I wish you would look at your neighbor and say, Jesus holds everything in your life together. By the power of his powerful, by his powerful word. You and I cannot afford to give up.
Yes, Lord.
You and I cannot afford. Oh, preacher, you know. I hear what you're saying, but I just can't hold it up together. Nonsense. The book says in here that Jesus Christ holds everything, including your life, together by what he says. And what he says are powerful words. So, if his word can hold the whole universe together, then by every means, it will hold you all together. Therefore, I'm urging you tonight, make the word of God the foundation and basis of everything you think, every decision you make, everything you do, and you will never go wrong. Trust him on this one. Trust him on this one. So, here come some concluding thoughts. In changing our thinking pattern. Let's read it together. I resolve in my heart of hearts to believe in his mighty. That's where I'll find strength in troubled times. Say amen.
Amen.
Tell yourself, I'm not alone. God is in this with me. Say amen. Let's read it. My God is involved right now and is accomplishing every single thing which concerns me, and I am grateful for it. Amen. Even when I feel like I can't keep it all together, I will steadfastly remind myself that I can do all things through Christ. This will strengthen me when my strength is running low. Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
Say it with me. I declare, because I have given my life and everything in it to Christ, things have to change. I'm no longer a victim, but a victor, because he will give me the ability to keep it all together. In Jesus' name. May God bless you.